can you tell me the story again?
All right, we're alive.
Well, you just like did this fun glitchy thing. That was cool.
Yeah, it always does that when we start a recording.
I know, but it was fun.
Yeah. So we're alive.
We're alive. I think I've been frozen like this entire time, but that's okay.
Yes, yes, you have. But yeah, the audio is still coming through great. So that's all we care about because we're.
No, yeah. I noticed I froze and it never unfroze.
Yeah, because we're an audio-only podcast. So that's all we can.
I guess that's fine. It would make a great video. Just me staring at, I don't know what I was staring at.
Intently, too. Like, it's an intense.
It's because it's been going on for, like, an hour.
That's fair and just. So, yeah, hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story, the podcast. If you're looking for Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story, the motion picture, you need to let us know where you heard of that because we have some lawsuits to file.
I was going to say, oh, we got some work to do, but okay.
I said what I said.
That's fine.
So,
my secret project.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's your project, then no, but like.
Right, right. No, it's fine. It's fine. Just tell Jeff. Or don't. I don't care.
I knew I was getting replaced. I'm just surprised it's taking this long.
I mean, you know, if it's just a movie, you know, whatever. I just wasn't going to include you on the deal.
Right. No, I get that.
That's all. I'm not replacing you yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, based on the last movie we did together, I don't blame you for not wanting to be involved with the project.
I mean, maybe you won't be the star. No one needs to know about those things.
The star was the mask. It was not me.
I told you I found that under my bed one day, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah.
And then I found it again in a box, like this summer when I was unpacking at the house.
Sounds right.
I don't know how it got here.
It won't leave.
It just showed up in one of the boxes I was unpacking.
It won't leave.
No, it won't. I don't know where it is now, but I'm sure it'll pop up again next time I open a box.
When you're least expecting it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. No. All right. Well, let's see here. Name. Yes, I'm Jeff.
Oh, right.
Did you never say that?
No. I mean, I said it. You did it.
Oh, well, I'm Jeff, everybody.
Yeah, hit him. He's Jeff. And I'm Rachel. Yeah. Non-Jeff.
Yes. The non-Jeff, the better run. The better host.
The better non-Jeff.
The better non-Jeff, yeah. There's a lot of non-Jeffs out there, but Rachel's the better one.
Yeah, it might not be the best non-Jeff, but I'm a better non-Jeff.
Yes.
That's how we're ranking it today.
Yeah, well, you know.
It is what it is. What are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
Okay, so I got a story for you today.
Cool. What do we got?
Well, so this is a little different.
Oh.
I have an unsolved mystery for you.
Ooh, okay.
But it's a little weird.
Well, so, I would hope so.
Right? I mean, it's a little weird.
No.
Okay. So, first things first, I guess we're going to discuss, you know, Agatha Christie, that great mystery writer.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about when she disappeared for like a few days.
We are.
Okay.
Her greatest mystery.
Yeah. What she did during those few days.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah. I got you. Cool.
Glad you know about it.
Of course I do. I love Miss. I read Agatha Christie.
I mean, yeah, you should know about it. But, like, I don't know if everybody else in the world knows about it.
Yeah.
They may or may not. They do now.
They do now. That's for sure.
But first, we're going to do a little background because why not? It's kind of important.
Well, we got to set the scene.
Yeah, I'm working on it. So, Agatha Mary Clarissa Miller. That is a name, by the way.
Yeah. Like,
goodness. Yeah, hope that all fit on your birth certificate. Like, anyway.
I don't know.
Agatha. Question. We're going with Agatha because that is too long.
Mm-hmm.
She was born on September 15th, 1890, which I did not realize. For some reason, I was thinking she was a little more contemporary than that.
Yeah, I guess I could see that, given how... I think it's just part of how popular her stories are that it feels like she's not as far back as that.
Right. Anyway. So she was the youngest child of Clara and Frederick Miller, and she was the youngest of three children. She's best known for her 66 detective novels, and then, like, I think she had 14 collections of short stories.
Sounds right. I only know about Perrault.
I don't have all the names, but I think that was it's what I wrote down, so I'm hoping I actually have the number right.
Anyway,
and these are all published under her last or her married name of Christie, so Agatha Christie. Sorry, I'm suffering from the plague. It's fine. Not dying though. We're good. So she was also a playwright, which I did not know.
Yeah, I didn't. That's interesting. I mean, not surprising, but.
So this is kind of neat. She had the longest running play in theater history, which was called The Mousetrap.
That sounds right.
I mean, that's kind of cool. And it sounds like a mystery, so. Do you remember that movie, like that kids movie about the mouse and like they were in that?
Yeah, Mousetrap.
Yeah, Mousetrap.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's based on.
It wouldn't surprise me, but
I mean, I don't know. I just thought about that. Oh, that was a gross movie. That guy ate a cockroach and died.
It was a very peculiar movie, but I feel like I really enjoyed it as a kid just because of how zany it was.
Oh no, I think I really liked it, but now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, ew. Like,
yeah, there was some. Yeah, there were some dark parts. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so in 1912. Agatha went to a local dance where she met and fell in love with Archie Christie.
Nice.
Yes. Who was an aviator who was posted to Exeter. I don't know that I said that right, but that's okay.
Okay.
An aviator is a person who flies planes, right?
Yes, yeah.
That's what I thought. It's been a while since I did these notes. So he was sent to France in 1914 when the First World War started, but they were planning to be married on Christmas Eve of that year when he was home on leave, so they did that. It's kind of cute. They met at a dance. Like, I don't know. I don't think people do that anymore.
Dance or meet?
Meet at dances?
Oh, well, probably not. Probably not frequently.
I don't know. It just seemed kind of nice. Anyway, Archie. I'm going to call him Archie. I like Archie.
Okay.
Plus, I just finished watching Riverdale, so. Archie was going across Europe for, like, the next few years, so Agatha kind of kept herself busy as a voluntary aid detachment nurse.
Okay.
Which I also didn't know about her, that she was a nurse. Like, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it was during that time that she wrote her first detective novel, The Mysterious Affair at Styles. So, go her.
Yeah.
After the war, they moved to London so that Archie could take a post at the Air Ministry. Which also kind of makes me think of Harry Potter. But, yeah. You know, different reasons, I think. So, in 1919... Agatha decided to publish her first novel, and it was with a publishing company called Bodley Head.
Okay.
I just thought that was a fun name. But then in 1926, she moved to Collins Publishing House, and that's really where, like, things picked up for her in her writing. I don't know if it was just the time, or if it was a bigger publishing house, or what.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So there's that. Anyway, they, so by that point, they also had their daughter, Rosalind. And they moved into a new house in Berkshire. And it was named Styles after her first novel. So, like, I want to buy a house and I need it to be named after my first novel. So I need to finish writing a novel and then buy a new house.
Yeah, that's, I think that's how it works.
It should probably be, like, be some kind of manor, though, so, like, I can name it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I should also, like, find a really rich husband or something.
Mm-hmm. Probably that would help.
Honestly, I'm not even, like, picky at this point. Just, like...
Somebody.
Money.
Just somebody at this
just
point.
Somebody. I just need my fancy house named after something that I wrote. Yeah. Anyway. So Agatha was seeing a lot of success, obviously, but she kept a pretty tight hand on, like, her family finances, and they lived a pretty modest lifestyle.
Which is good.
I think so, and I mean, I think that's pretty common with some people. They either go one of two ways, like, either, like, they make, get really successful and then go crazy,
mm-hmm.
or they're very much more, like, more frugal and, like, okay, this is how we're gonna stay. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's not a bad thing. She didn't go, like, crazy with money or something.
Yeah.
But there are some people that theorize that her kind of not necessarily stingy ways with finances, mm-hmm. but just, like, that kind of, like, more frugality really kind of caused tensions in her and Archie's marriage.
Yeah, I could see that, because I imagine he probably wasn't doing as well off and, you know, he was probably got that male, the ego of,
right.
You know, I'm supposed to be the breadwinner.
Right. So a lot of people say, like, that led to tension and also possibly what led to him having an affair. Maybe, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have an affair with his, at the time, 25-year-old secretary named Nancy Neal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shortly after Agatha's mother passed away that she discovered his affair.
Oh, nice.
So, not, like, not great timing. Never great timing for either of those things.
Yeah, but...
But,
yeah,
like, but, in close but, proximity to each other, she was under a lot of stress.
Yeah, the back-to-back hits of that, yeah, that would not be a fun time to be in.
Yeah, and so that kind of brings us to our story for the night.
Okay.
So, on the evening of December 3rd, 1926,
mm-hmm.
Agatha and Archie had a fight... And Archie left to spend a weekend with some friends. And amongst those friends was Nancy.
Well, obviously.
Right. So, interesting. Agatha left her daughter with their maid and mm-hmm. left the house some point after he and Archie left. Like, after Archie left.
Mm.
The next morning... Agatha's car was found abandoned several miles away by Surrey police, and it was partly covered or like in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like there had been a car accident.
Okay.
Like she just kind of like went off the road.
Yeah.
But you know the so obviously when the driver's missing, so that's not great. But the headlights were still on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a suitcase and a coat in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little weird when you find a car hanging out in the bushes.
Wasn't her license expired too or something like that?
Maybe. I don't remember that part, but that is possible.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I read somewhere about it, that it was, which would make sense given all the emotional stuff all the stuff that she had stressing her out, you know.
Right. I mean, that's possible. I might have just missed that. There were a lot of articles. I read so many articles about
Right,
this.
Right. It was one of, like, the most popular things at that time. So, sorry.
Yeah, no. So, let's see. Anyway, she became, like, basically front page news overnight. Because, you know, she's kind of
She a big lady. Deal.
Yeah, she kind of went missing from her car. Like, it's kind of an odd.
Well, there's thing. That, but I was thinking, like, at that time, I think the mystery genre as, like, literature was really starting to take off. Like, it had really gotten its footing, and she was.
Yeah. Well, that plays into this, too.
She is in, I mean, yeah, she is still one of the biggest names in mystery writing.
Right.
So.
And so there was a pretty good reward offered for, like, any evidence or sightings of her.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, once she had disappeared, both Archie and Nancy were under suspicion.
Yeah, makes sense.
Which, yeah, makes sense. And there was a really big manhunt that, like, went on. There were thousands of policemen and, like, volunteers searching for her. Mm-hmm. Which is a lot. They also dredged, like, the silent pool. A lot of famous people kind of, like, came onto the scene a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was William Joynson Hicks. I'm not sure I'm saying that right, but that's what it looks like J-O-Y-N-S-O-N Hicks. Mm-hmm. He was putting pressure on the police to find her. Of course, another mystery writer who we all know, I think, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Oh, that guy.
He was seeking the help of a clairvoyant to find Agatha.
Probably a friend of his from the Order.
Probably.
If you don't get that reference. That's
funny.
Yep.
And they were using like one of Agatha's gloves to like try and find her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of interesting. I didn't put two and two together that they were like writing at the same time either.
Yeah.
But yeah. So 10 days later, the head waiter at the Hydropathic Hotel in Harrogate, Yorkshire, which is now known as Old Swan Hotel. Sorry, did you say something?
Well, I said the first name was really cool sounding. The Old Swan sounds lame.
Well, yeah. Well, I do like the Hydropathic Hotel.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Or not, yeah. I'm not sure. But anyway, the waiter there contacted police with the news that there was a lively and outgoing, how she was described, South African guest.
Oh.
By the name of Teresa Neal. And he thought that this might actually be our missing writer, Agatha.
Hmm. Okay.
I like that she's, note the last name of Neal. Like
I did note that. I was like, huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Coincidence, maybe. I don't know.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. So, and then of course, you know, and like a very dramatic reveal.
Yes.
Archie traveled with the police to Yorkshire and took a seat like in the corner of the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know, little hiding, little sneaky. And he, sorry. I'm just gonna die here for a moment. Lost my place. Anyway, so he's watching his wife, right? That's where I was at. Anyway, he watched his wife walk into the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
She took a seat at a table and began reading a newspaper that was talking about, on the front page of the paper, her own disappearance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, okay, you can't get much more dramatic than that.
Yeah.
Or you can.
You can, because I imagine it's about to.
Yeah, maybe. So he approaches her, and this is witnessed by, like, multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like, everybody in the dining room. She's, like, very confused. She doesn't know him. You know, she's, like, not sure why he's approaching her or what he's talking about. Like, a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, who's this wackadoo?
Exactly. And so now, let's take a quick break, and then I'm going to go into, like, a more detailed breakdown of the timeline of Agatha's missing days.
Okay. And we're back.
Right. No, I've been alone for 2 weeks, and talking makes me cough more, so...
I got you.
The lack of interaction with people.
Yeah, at least vocal interaction.
It's been weird. Yeah. Anyway, back to our timeline.
Yes.
So, and I got this timeline from the New York Times. This is kind of what they put together.
Okay.
I looked at a few I thought theirs was like really good. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're going with this, in case anybody is curious. Yeah, I really liked how they broke it out.
Okay.
So on December 6th, 1926, Agatha, she'd already published several novels, which included The Secret, wow, I can't read. The Secret Adversary and The Murder on the Lynx. And of course, like, her disappearance really kind of became, like, big headlines, like, pretty much all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on December 6th, this is when her car is found.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is one paper said, the novelist's car was found abandoned near Guildford on the edge of a chalk pit. The front wheel's actually overhanging the edge. The car evidently had run away. I like how they said that. The car had run away.
Well, yeah, because I think back in those days, I don't think the brakes were very reliable. So, if, like, if right. you had...
It sounds funny now when you...
It does, yeah. But I mean, especially with the manual transmission like they had back then, like, that was a pretty common thing. Is like, if you weren't careful, your car could either run away down a hill or you could go backwards down a hill.
Well, that's what he said. And the car had run away, and only a thick hedge growth prevented it from plunging into the pit. So, like, remember I said that it was found kind of submerged in the bushes?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're saying, like, in this paper that basically it would have gone off the edge had it not been for that, like, the bush stopped it.
Yes, yeah.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
Just a thought, something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Then, December 8th, 1926, after 3 days of searching for the writer, Miss Agatha, the police called off the search. It's not a very long time, but
it's not,
especially because they had like thousands of people searching,
and with how high profile it is,
right? Yeah, but the police said that Agatha's brother-in-law had actually received a letter from her saying that she was going to a Yorkshire spa for rest and treatment. So case closed, maybe.
I guess that's what they thought. They're like, oh, well, the brother is saying she's just taking a holiday. Let's just let her be.
Right. But so then on December 10th, 1926, it's all 1926, but whatever. Until it's not. The police, apparently, like, they were pretty much unconvinced by this letter, did expand their search a little bit. And that's when they were, like, they brought her dog.
Mm-hmm.
To the scene.
Okay.
But apparently he just kind of stood there and whined. Reminds me of someone else I know that I'm not going to name because...
I don't need to be called out like this.
I mean, you know. We all know who I'm talking about.
yes.
Yeah. So at this point, the detectives have... Detectives
mm-hmm.
have... kind of come to the conclusion that this was a suicide.
Oh.
That's what the Times reported. And that's... So, and the search basically started, like, kind of centered on the pond, which was the silent pool that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the name of that.
Yeah.
According to local legend, by the way, it's bottomless.
Mm.
So that's fun, too.
Yeah.
So, also, apparently, I found this information as well in the timeline, and I left it on this day, so I assume. There was, one of her friends had mentioned that Agatha had been kind of, like, scared by her own house.
Okay.
And so, this is a quote from her. It stands in a lonely lane, unlit at night, which has a reputation of being haunted. The lane has been the scene of a murder of a woman and the suicide of a man. If I do not leave Sunningdale soon, Sunningdale will be the end of me.
Hmm.
So, kind of like, it goes along with how they were saying, like, you know, they kind of thought it was a suicide. Well, his friend's like, well, maybe, you know, she was kind of creeped out by this house. And I was saying, you know, it's going to, like...
It's going to get her.
Right. And so, I don't know. It's just kind of an odd
thing, yeah.
Yeah, a little weird. There's a lot of little weird things in this case, though.
Yeah.
So then December 11th, happy birthday to my dad. You know, years later, because he wasn't born in 1926, but...
Yeah.
Future dad.
Yes.
So it's like a week after her disappearance. And the police are pretty confused. According to, again, the Times, no reliable witness has seen her since the night she left her house in Sunningdale a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
But there did end up being like one important development.
Okay.
She had actually left three letters behind.
Mm-hmm.
One to her secretary.
Mm-hmm.
The one to her brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is actually to her husband.
Oh.
But he refused to say what she had written.
Well, I imagine it probably was not nice things.
It probably was not.
Deservedly so.
Right. So, December 12th, the detectives appealed for help from motorists and amateur sleuths alike. This is another quote. Without telling why, the police still believe she is somewhere on the downs, not far from the spot where her missing automobile was found.
Okay.
So, again, like I said, you know, they were kind of centering their search around that silent pool. And her car was found, like, kind of, what did they say, like, basically right on the edge. Like, maybe that bush is the only thing. Like, maybe that wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
But the bush got in the way. Maybe not. I don't know. And then the same article that I just quoted, her personal secretary denies, like, any of this being a publicity stunt. Because at this point, obviously, people are saying, you know,
she's doing this because...
Right. She's just trying to promote her next novel or her current novel or...
Yeah.
Whatever. But the secretary is quoted as saying, "It is ridiculous. Mrs. Christie is quite too much of a lady for that."
Oh, okay.
Also, the secretary did actually hand over the note that was left for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just, like, had just, like, scheduling stuff on it.
Okay.
Like, it didn't actually provide any useful information.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, still kind of clueless as to what else to do, the police turned to her actual, like, to her writing itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they were examining what they thought was a work in progress called the Blue Train.
Okay.
I don't know if that is one of her novels or not, but...
It's not one I've heard of, but I haven't heard a lot of things, so...
Right. I don't know. Okay. So then the next day, on December 13th, between 10,000 and 15,000 people took part in another search. They were accompanied by six trained bloodhounds.
Mm-hmm.
A crate load of Airedale Terriers. Many retrievers, and Alsatian police dogs.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot of dogs.
Yeah, that is.
I think a crate load sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, yeah. And that same day, the police decided that she could possibly be in London. Disguised and probably in male attire. Why male attire? I don't know. That is what they said.
That's interesting.
Right? And like, rumors really started going at that point that she left behind a sealed envelope, and that it was only to be opened in the event that her body was discovered.
Okay.
But that's a rumor. It wasn't necessarily anything.
No letters ever recovered.
At this point, our spiritualist friends are, like, holding seances around the chalk pit, trying to, like, contact her.
Yeah.
A lot of people did think, at this point, that she had committed suicide and was in the pond. Like, yeah. The silent pool. Yeah.
the bottomless pit of
exactly. water. Yes.
Which doesn't make sense, but.
Whatever. So, December 14th.
Yes.
The paper reported that the police had found some important clues nearby.
Oh.
Including a bottle labeled poison lead and opium, fragments of a torn up postcard, a woman's fur lined coat, a box of face powder, the end of a loaf of bread, a cardboard box, and two children's books. So now I feel like we're playing the game of Clue, and I don't know what to do with all that.
I don't know either.
I don't either. I'm not sure why the end of a loaf of bread is an important clue.
I mean, because the girl liked bread. I can relate.
I mean, okay, but she just left the end of it.
Right, because she'd eaten the rest, and then the car started rolling, and she's like, I gotta get out.
Okay, I guess. So... The detectives kind of had a new theory at this point. So, and the quote is, the police have information, which they refuse to divulge, and leads them to the view that Mrs. Christie had no intention of returning when she left home.
Okay.
Where they got that from a loaf of bread and some face powder, I'm not sure, but...
I don't know.
It kind of goes back to the whole people thinking she...
She offed herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she self-deleted.
Yes, basically.
Yeah.
So then, December 15th is the day that she was found at the spa. This is 9 or 10 days after she disappeared. Some places I was looking said 9 days, some said 10. So... Yeah. And then I got confused, so...
9 to 10, it works. It's perfect.
I just said 9 or 10 days.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Exactly. And her husband informed reporters she does not know who she is. She has suffered from the most complete loss of memory. Because remember, she's going by Teresa Neal.
Yeah.
And she's South African.
Yes.
It's a little different, but okay.
Yeah.
So then on December 16th, the Times reported that she had checked into the Harrogate Spa under the name Teresa Neal. And when asked, her husband basically insisted that he didn't know what the meaning of that particular name was. and he added, neither did his wife. Okay. Except for,
yeah.
Like, you have a girlfriend with the name of Neal.
Neal, yeah.
Yeah. But, so years later, it was revealed that essentially she'd used the name of her of his girlfriend, like, obviously. But at the time, people were not, I mean.
Who hadn't connected it, yeah.
Right. I think people, you know, his friend group would have been aware.
His friend group were probably thinking.
He was aware, but like. Yeah. Yeah.
The general public was not aware.
Exactly. So basically when he showed up to collect, they said collect his wife. When he showed up to like.
Ah, Victorian language.
Yeah. He was welcomed by her with a stony stare. That's a quote from the paper. I thought that was fun. And then like apparently hundreds of people showed up at a London train station as they were making their way home. The Agatha and Archie. Because they were trying to, like, get a glimpse of her. Which, yeah, I mean, she's been all over the paper in this huge mystery. And,
yeah,
you know, they found her. And she doesn't, you know, it's all.
Yeah, it's all exciting and very interesting.
Yeah. So the paper also noted that hundreds of amateur detectives were today putting away their lynx eyes, gumshoes, and Sherlock Holmes pea jackets and resting from their weary trampings over the Surrey Downs.
Okay.
Because case solved.
Yes.
She was found. What the heck was going on? We don't know.
Yeah.
So then March 17th of 1928. So not quite 2 years later, but.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like a little, yeah. So this is about, I guess, like 15 months later, really. Agatha filed for divorce from her husband.
As is proper.
Yes. And then September 16th of 1930, this is about 2 years after the divorce, she remarried.
Mm-hmm.
Archie was also remarried, and he remarried his girlfriend, Nancy Neal.
Okay.
Agatha only actually, like, discussed this whole adventure, as it were, once mm-hmm. publicly. And that was in 1928. She gave an interview to the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what she told them. She had been driving past a quarry on December 3rd, 1926, mm-hmm. when there came into my mind the thought of driving into it. However, as my daughter was with me in the car, I dismissed the idea at once. That night, I felt terribly miserable. I felt that I could go on no longer. I left home that night in a state of high nervous strain with the intention of doing something desperate. Mm-hmm. When I reached a point on the road, which I thought was near the quarry, I turned the car off the road down the hill toward it. I left the wheel and let the car run. Mm-hmm. The car struck something with a jerk and pulled up suddenly. I was flung against the steering wheel and hit my head. In my head hit something. Up to this moment, I was Mrs. Christie.
Okay.
So, I don't know what she was after that moment.
She was Miss What's-Her-Face.
Yeah, she was Miss Neal, the South African
yeah.
lady.
Yeah.
And she's like, so she has an autobiography, which is just Agatha Christie, an autobiography, and she does not mention that at all.
Yeah. That's right.
Fine. But she did mention her marriage or her first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, her words on that are there is no need to dwell on it.
Well, she's not wrong.
Correct. She is not wrong. And then in 1977, a Kathleen Tynan wrote the novel Agatha about basically the whole disappearance of Agatha Christie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was turned into a film, which starred Vanessa Redgrave.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2008, there was an episode of Doctor Who that kind of talked about the disappearance as well. For all of our Doctor Who fans out there.
Yeah, I was thinking that this whole time. I was like, I'm just waiting for the opportunity to reference it.
Well, you can reference it.
No, you're on. This is your story, man.
And more recently, I guess, there was a British made-for-TV film, Agatha and the Truth of Murder,
mm-hmm.
that offered a different theory. So I haven't really discussed the other theories. There's so many of them that, like, we kind of touched on, like, one or two. But the one that's brought up in this movie, which I found very fascinating, they think... Their theory is that she disappeared in order to take part in a homicide investigation.
Hmm. Well, in Doctor Who, she gets a telepathic link with a alien wasp creature, and that's why she can't remember anything.
Alien wasp creature.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Well, that's Doctor Who for you.
I have never actually watched Doctor Who.
Oh, man. Okay.
I know. Well, you know what? Some of us have major flaws. Like, they don't like Blink-182, so mine's finer.
Yeah, no, that's your major flaw with me, is that you've never seen an episode of Doctor Who.
Not even a major flaw, though. It's just a minor flaw.
Maybe to you it is, just like I don't think not liking Blink-182 is a flaw.
I won't date people for not liking Blink-182. Like, I think it's a major flaw.
Listen, with how not well the stock of Jeff is doing, I don't gotta be any way to be picky like that.
I'm just saying. Anyway. So I really liked that theory, though, that, like, she was...
She just disappeared because she wanted to take part of a murder investigation?
Yeah.
Yeah, she went deep undercover.
Right. I kind of like the wasp theory, too, though. That's fun.
Yeah.
They're quite, like, obviously the potential, like, she was thinking about committing suicide is a big one, and I think that's probably a valid
one. Yeah,
I think that's a pretty valid one based on everything that was found in her own, the one time she spoke about it.
Yeah.
Another theory that I found really interesting, and I don't have notes on it because I just figured we'd discuss it. A lot of people, I found like quite a few articles, they're talking about how she was possibly in a like a fugue state, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's instantly what I thought. It was like, is that it was probably a fugue state from all the stress of everything.
Right. Like she lost her mom, her husband's having an affair, even like the house thing, if that played into it. Like, you know, just everything, all the stress, plus like writing, she probably had deadlines. Maybe she was struggling with writer's block. We don't know. Like, yeah. It's all the stress kind of like
came out at once, and yeah, it basically gave her a soft reset on her brain.
Right. That's what I read in quite a few places, that she kind of just, but because she left notes behind, so it's kind of, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But did she really leave those notes? Did someone else write those notes? Like,
yeah.
Especially the one that her husband got and he refused to like
open.
Yeah, or at least he wouldn't say what it was written on it. So like,
I guess that's what I mean. Not open. Like, yeah, he was just like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just all very interesting.
Yeah.
But and we can't ignore the theory that she did all of this just to
sell books.
Boost her own book sales. Because why? I mean, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
you're a mystery writer. This is the kind of stuff you write about.
Yeah.
This is basically the plot of any number of mystery novels.
Yeah.
And especially like with the way the car was left and everything, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I personally, I'm not sure what I think happened.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're never going to know the truth.
Nope.
There have been many articles that I found one. They're like, the truth behind or like, you know, mystery solved. And then they're just like, well, I think this happened. And I'm like, okay, well. They just, you know, come up with their own theories. I don't know. I think it was probably a mix of stress and just wanting to get away for a few days, and I don't know. It is a little strange to me that she left the daughter.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Without, like, telling anyone. I mean, the maid or housekeeper was there, so, like, the daughter wasn't alone, but, like, your husband had also gone out.
Yeah.
So it was an odd thing. But then again, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it was more like a nanny housekeeper type deal. So like maybe it wasn't that weird that she left her child.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure it was probably more like a nanny type of thing. Not just like a, oh, she cleans the dishes.
Right, right. No, I don't know. It's a very interesting. I mean, I just thought it was a very interesting.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. It's like you said, it's one of those unsolved things that we're never going to get an answer for. Cause.
Right. Which I find annoying, but but I liked it because I thought it was different than something that we would normally talk about.
Yeah.
Because she did go missing, but she also came back. Yeah. And she made herself go missing.
Yeah.
She disappeared herself.
Yeah.
Like, and was she really missing? That's debatable. Like, what's missing in this case? Because according to the brother-in-law, he got a note saying, hey, I'm at the spa.
Yeah.
So why was that not taken seriously?
Or why was it taken so seriously, too, even?
Like her missingness? Or
no, the letter. Like, they closed the case out, supposedly, because they got a letter saying she's at the spa. Like, they didn't do any, like.
Well, I mean, sort of, except the police decided she committed suicide instead.
Right, and that's what I mean. Like, why.
Like, she said, oh, I'm at the spa, and they're like, nope, she killed herself.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is just kind of
weird.
Right, like, you have this massive manhunt, and you're like, no, actually, she killed herself, even though you got a note saying she's at the spa. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And plus, I think it's funny not funny, but interesting, I guess, funny that way, like, with, you know, other, like, big name writers, like, of the mystery genre also, like, popping in to be like, no, I'm going to help with the search. Of course you are, because you want your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this helps boost your sales, too.
Yeah.
Especially, like, when you hire a spiritualist or whatever to contact her with her glove.
Yeah.
Her psychic or whatever it was. But, yeah, no. I don't know. I think it's, I just thought it was an interesting story. It's not super long or in depth because there's not really as much. That's also what I thought was interesting is as much as there is written about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's not.
Not a lot to go on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, she left. Most likely on her own. But how'd she get from where she wrecked her car to the spa?
Yeah, there's questions about that, yeah.
Like, because it's farther, not a short distance, clearly, because they're in different, like,
towns. Counties, things. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just interesting. Like, little things like that. I'm like, how'd she get there? Why would she pretend, why did she try to be South African? Like, I don't know. Like, things like that. How did no one notice her for that whole time until that point? Like,
well, you got to think, like, I don't think at the time they had a lot of, like, famous people photographs and stuff like that.
Right, but she was on the front page.
Right, but you also think, oh, this person kind of looks like her, but it's no way that that's them, you know?
I mean, that's probably true, too. And if she's pretending to be somebody else and everything, you know, I just... But clearly, like, that waiter was like, well, I think that's her.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, a normal person, you know, they'd say, oh, I'm looking for somebody that sounds... You know, that's from England versus somebody that sounds like they're from South Africa. Like, different.
Yeah. I'm sure that's part of her reasoning. If, you know, she actually was aware of who she was.
Yeah.
Because that whole, like, oh, I don't know who my husband is when he's standing in front of me thing.
Yeah.
Was she really, you know, suffering from amnesia or?
Yeah.
Or what? Because, you know, the name she picked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Do you have any theories on this disappearance, George?
I mean, I think Doctor Who's the definitive source on it. It was an alien wasp.
I mean, I like that one. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going with.
I mean, I need to watch Doctor Who, apparently, but... But, kind of interesting, kind of not, I don't know. I was just thinking how Riverdale did something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not about Agatha Christie, but, like, they did a Agatha Christie-inspired...
thingamajig.
Yeah, which is fun, with her disappearance. Yeah. So, anyway, if you haven't ever heard of this disappearance, yay for you, learning something
now
new.
Now you have. Now you have.
Yeah. Because I'd heard of it, and then I never really looked into it, so I didn't really know...
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Yeah,
the whole thing was like.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean she just like disappeared? Like, okay, how'd she do that?
Yeah, I knew the basic background and that it was like kind of an unsolved thing, and I was kind of like, well, if I'm not gonna get a good conclusion on it, like, I don't really care enough to figure out to like look into it a lot.
Yeah.
Plus, once again, I saw a Doctor Who episode about it, which to me is enough.
Right, they told you exactly what happened.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. I kind of favor the, like, she went missing to help solve a murder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just think that's kind of... It would just be interesting, that's all. Like, if she just was helping solve a murder and then... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very practical, but...
Yeah, but I getcha.
Yeah, I just think it would be an interesting thing. Do you think she told her kid, like, or somebody? She had to tell somebody, right? Like, what happened?
Maybe not. I mean, she might have also...
Or did she just go to the grave with it?
Yeah, I mean, she might have just gone for an evening drive, and then, you know, like, it was one of those things, I need to clear my head, so I'm going to go for an evening drive, and then... You know, she got to that point where she couldn't take anymore, so she tried to do something, had that bump on her head, and then was just like, okay, now that I've regained myself, I'm never talking about this again because they're going to commit me. And she knows, she probably knew what conditions were like back then for mentally ill people.
That's very true, too. I didn't really think about it from that aspect.
Yeah.
Especially with how her husband was. And yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know. I want one day for someone to come forward and be like, I am Agatha's great whatever. Like, this is what actually happened.
Yeah. I don't think we're ever going to get that, unfortunately.
Probably not, but it would be interesting.
It would be.
So, yeah, that is Agatha Christie's greatest mystery. What the heck did she do all that time?
Yeah.
Where'd she go? Anyway, hopefully everybody enjoyed that. I just wanted to do something a little
different.
Yeah. Fun. I mean, it's still, I mean, you know, it fits with the podcast. I just thought it was a little different than our normal. You know, I like doing mysteries. So, but this one is, yeah, at least they were found.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't solved, at least we found them.
Yeah.
So, happy ending?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, perfect. Yay. Yeah, so that was my story for the week. Hopefully everybody enjoyed that.
I think they did.
Good, they better. You have no choice.
Yeah.
You can't see Chef's, you know, finger pointing.
Lagging, yeah.
Oh, I'm back. I'm moving again.
Yeah.
Very, very slowly.
Yeah, it's lagging, but it's fine.
I don't know when that happened, but anyway.
I'm not sure either.
Good thing this isn't a video.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very unfortunate. Anyway. Yeah, so I think that's all I have for this week. We're moving.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We're in a kitchen now.
We'll wait. I was gonna run my dishwasher, but I was like, I still have stuff in the sink that I need to load. So that's off the show.
Like, you can't wait 5 seconds to work the dishwasher.
Well, I thought it was just I wasn't sure how much longer we were gonna go, and I have to. I have to get it started before a certain time, or else I'm violating my HOA rules. So.
Okay, my bad. It's only 7:30.
Yeah, I know, but the cycle takes like 2 hours.
You just have to start it, right?
Well, now I have to load the dishes still from today.
My bad. Anyway, back to non-dishwasher stuff.
Yeah, just a little behind the curtain here in my life.
Okay, I can't stop coughing, so I'm going to have to wrap this up. But yeah, that was the story. Agatha Christie. I want to know everybody else's theories, honestly. Like,
Let us know.
So, yeah, like, write in your theory about what happened. Why was it the murder? Not the murder wasp. Oh, my goodness. Murder.
Yes. Hornets. Was it the alien wasp?
The murder hornets. I don't know. Was she a spy? Maybe she was a spy. Who the heck knows?
Maybe.
We don't know.
We do not.
Maybe she had an affair.
Maybe. And she was pretending.
Exactly.
She was pretending not to recognize him at first.
Well, yeah, that's the whole, like, either she, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. That, yeah. But anyway, write us your theories. Mm-hmm. I want to know.
Yeah.
And also send us your own scary stories. Like, when you're, I don't know what happened to you, but tell us about it, and then I will know.
Yeah. And we'll read them.
Yeah, we'll read them on the podcast. You can send them to grandmathepodcast@gmail.com.
Indeed.
And you can leave us reviews somewhere.
The only place I know how to access really easily and well is Apple Podcast reviews, which is ironic because I'm not an Apple user, but
I'm not either, but I think you can also leave them on Google Podcast, right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know that Spotify lets you leave reviews, but
Spotify does not.
Ratings, I think that's a new thing.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't have a paid Spotify account. I only have the free version, so.
Well, same. So that's why I'm like, I don't know.
All right. I don't know either. Let us know.
Well, heck, just send them in your emails to us. Just email us your reviews.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's probably enough of us for today.
Yeah, I think you guys are probably bored of us now.
Maybe you need Jeff has to go run his dishwasher or something stupid.
Yeah, I gotta do one of the lamest excuses possible for not going out on a date with somebody.
Oh, did you like have a date or something tonight that I didn't know about?
No, I'm just joking because like those are like the lame excuses are always like, oh, I have to run my dishwasher, I gotta wash my hair.
Yeah, I do. I have to do both of those things. I'm just allowed to run my dishwasher whenever I want to.
Yeah, it's the perks of not being in a building with other people in it.
I didn't know that was a thing. The dishwasher?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to run it. I'm not allowed to run the dishwasher after 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And it's a 2-hour cycle, so I gotta. It's one of those like.
Okay.
No, it doesn't that's have
like
to get.
20 minutes.
It doesn't have to get done tonight. I can always do it tomorrow.
You can.
So.
You still got 20 minutes to load and run the
Yeah, but I also gotta cook dinner still, so.
Well, you're not gonna have it done in time anyway, then.
You underestimate how fast I can eat food.
You gotta cook it.
Yeah. But that's just reheating. I already cooked it. I just gotta heat it up.
Oh, no, I know how fast you can eat food. I think we've had enough food together. I know how fast you can eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, now that we've completely lost the plot.
Yep, basically.
Yeah, which is always when we know to land the plane. On the coffee notes for both of us, I've been Jeff.
And I've been Rachel.
And this has been Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story. Good night.
Good night, Grandma. Good night.